Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Links, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King, maybe not Kevin Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I do hope everyone enjoyed our coverage of another anime convention, which once again was a lot of fun to participate in. Myself and Elite Four Derek had a blast checking out its various panels, interviewing guests, and even assisting John Star for his hardcore anime panel. We made new friends, bought a lot of cool stuff, and created new memories that we will cherish forever, which I feel is the most important aspect of attending any convention. We are currently setting our eyes towards Rhode Island Comic Con next, which is coming up in just a couple weeks. I'm very excited. It's been a year since I've been to RICC, and hopefully it'll be just as fun as it was at AAC. Now on today's show, with the fall anime season in full swing, we will be looking at four new shows that have recently premiered, and why we think you should definitely check them out. A little action, some comedy, possible romance, and just a smidge of moe goodness. But before we dive into that, why don't we jumpstart this week's playlist? Like we had to jumpstart Elite Four Derek's car two times at AAC. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. And as this episode is being released on Halloween, we're going to play some tunes that fit with that spirit. I know what we're discussing in today's show doesn't fit with the spirit, but I wanted to at least have some music that played with the Halloween realm. Now, not all of them are spine tinglers, but they do fit in with this festive day of costume debauchery and seeing which type of diabetes you're gonna have by night's end. And to start things off, here is the Goju Kaitans with a cackling track from their Let's Go Sanbiki recording that they have dubbed Taiho no Mu. We'll be right back.
always make it and go. You gotta know someone to go there, go there. Somewhere that does come alive, somewhere that party won't die. We keep this going like there's no end, no end. We feel it just like it's wine. We dream fulfilling all right. These things are lit, still they're so red, so red. Our tears have finally come out. Now that the sun's gone down, you inner in the way.
With BYOB, which stands for Bring Your Own Blood. You can find that on this year's Underworld album, which is a pretty kick-ass record. One of the songs on that record, by the way, Calling, was reimagined as a story in this past August's special music issue of the classic illustrated magazine Heavy Metal. Also a very badass cult animated movie from the 80s, which you should totally check out. It's weird in places, but it's still a cool movie. The world of the Zodiac has seen its fair share of adaptations in the anime realm, but when was the last time you've seen the likes of Ox, Hare, Monkey, Snake, and the other eight fight to the bloody death? That's what we've been given in Junitasen's Zodiac War. Its premise is pretty simple. 12 participants, each representing a Zodiac animal, fight each other to the death, and the winner gets their wish granted, whatever it may be. What isn't quite simple is the mentality of these characters. A bloodthirsty cross-dressing rabbit, a pacifist monkey, a systematic ox, a timid yet backstabbing chicken, and others fill out this once every 12 years tournament with enough blood and cunningness to get a hen house residing fox in a tizzy. Now what I like about Junitasen is its means of giving so much depth to these characters. They're not just some of the most dangerous people alive. They have a legit purpose as to how they came to be. Sometimes it's understandable. Other times it's leaning towards the most psychotic thing imaginable. A good example of the former is the monkey's means of trying to find a peaceful solution to even the heaviest of wars, and the latter involves how the boar got into the tournament via basically sabotaging her sister to the point of suicide. And trust me, this show doesn't skimp on the more gruesome elements. At times, I found myself comparing Junitasen to last year's brilliant Magical Girl Raising Project, but via a more polar opposite approach. There were a lot of characters that I wanted to see live in Magical Girl, but there are a butt ton of people in Junitase that I can't wait to see kick the bucket in the most fucked up of ways. I will say that I was almost turned off by this series due to it almost being predictable, but the last episode that focused on Monkey really surprised me, so I'm going to be sticking around to see how the ballot account is going to fare as it progresses, and I hope you guys do too. You can catch Junitasen Zodiac War on Crunchyroll, Funimation Now, and VRV, and who knows, you might just see a clip of this show at one of Wicked Anime's hardcore anime panels in the not-too-distant future. Let us regroup with our pals from 68 Creep for a special splice-up of two iconic rock songs that you can find on their Goodnight Sweet Betty EP. Here is their horribly approach to Alice Cooper's Welcome to My Nightmare and Dead Kennedys' Halloween. From the marrow of a bone, that was Darren Gray with The Fatal Believer. And if you're just starting to get into Darren Gray, a three-disc greatest hits album entitled Vestige of Scratches will be right up your alley, which will be in stores on January 2nd. Back in college, I had a lot of friends who loved playing World of Warcraft. Like, loved to the point of it being a really unhealthy level of obsession. It's kind of why I personally never got into MMOs, although I do dabble with Dofus and Wakfu from time to time. Of course, the anime realm is known for portraying MMOs as something that winds up going more to the root of the isekai genre, or the another world genre, which is why I found it so refreshing to see a totally different path being taken with Recovery of an MMO Junkie. After quitting her job, Moriko Morioka, try saying that three times fast, finds herself reverting into a neat and diving into MMORPG video games. Playing as a male character, she makes a few friends online, one of whom, Lily, she starts having a more special relationship inside of the game. However, life throws her a curveball when she starts interacting with a guy that accidentally elbowed her while she was in a hurry. What follows is Moriko's fight to balance her neat ways with that of someone itching to break free from the PC and dive into the real world. There is surprisingly a lot to love about Recovery of an MMO Junkie. The first thing is that we're focusing on legit adults playing this game and not teens like most of these other shows. Because of this, fans my age can relate more to the problems that Moriko faces both in and out of the game, especially when it comes to the current dating scene. She's nervous as hell just buying stuff at a grocery store, so imagine how her anxiety skyrockets when it comes to possibly meeting a guy for a get-together. So if you're a lover of MMOs, you may find a lot to relate to in Recovery of an MMO Junkie. It's funny, sweet, smart, and filled with some surprising heart. You can catch it on Crunchyroll, VRV, and soon on Funimation Now via its simuldub. It does start off a bit slow, but when it gets going, you'll be finding yourself ready to join Moriko's guild in no time. Some guys are into girls with scars, others like them a little hairy. Me personally, I love me a gal with some fangs, and this song is perfect for my future bride. From their album Vampire, hear a 9mm Parabellum Bullet with Vampire Girl.
Vampire girl, ladies and gentlemen, the Flying Dracula here brings you a story of a man taken against his will and forced to marry. My name in Japanese. He took me through the unknown portal. I did not want to go. It seemed a celebration was prepared to meet me there. This is the place of no return. I want to go back.
You can go.
There she comes down with veil. That smile, a spider and I, a fly with white gloved hands, with so things amiss, but this wedding has been planned.
No one deals with more monsters in the world quite like the Aquabats. From their floating Eye of Death album, that was Monster's Wedding. There are whispers... Jesus Christ. Anyways, there are whispers that a new album may be coming soon from them, so keep them fingers crossed that this is true. Now, why don't we check on our fellow Aqua Cadet John Star to see what's in store for this week's episode of Wicked Anime. What's on this week's plate, John Star?
So on the next episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast, this is what you have to look forward to. We have Halloween stuff that we're talking about. We have some statistics that are really fun. And we are also continuing our conversation about the new fall season of anime, because there's so much anime that they're still talking about and that we're experiencing. So we're talking about that. There's also an Andrew update from his journey in Japan. And I actually have a clip of that right now that you can listen to. I tell you one of his stories that he talks. So check it out.
Then there was one night where he was leaving a Lawson's. Yes, Andrew actually got to go to a Lawson's.
Yeah, those places are cool.
He went to a Lawson's and he saw a hawk flying overhead while, like, he was just walking down the street away from it, minding his own business, going back to the, and a hawk flew overhead. And he was like, oh, wow, that's super cool. Up until the moment where he realized it wasn't a hawk, it was a bat.
So, run! Run!
Which,
cool. A bat is scary, even though it's smaller than a hawk, but still.
No, that's the whole point of the story. It was a hawk-sized bat.
Fucking run!
Yeah.
You met Dracula in Japan! Get the fuck out of there!
Thanks, John Starrin. That was a blast to record. I even make him choke for a few moments with a certain offhand comment. Find out what I said later this week on the Nerdy Show Network. One of my favorite live-action Japanese comedies to this day is still Detroit Metal City. And right now we're going to play something from the Makai Yuki soundtrack album. This is Mad Monster.
Damn! の ババ優しいロックでし雷に打たれて目の前で死んだ。真夜中に白い私の体きっと喉を作ってあなたに迫る。奪いなさい奪いなさいデビル唇デビル唇
When Guitar Wolf are around, the aliens, zombies, and freaks of the night converge with glee. From their Jet Satisfaction EP, that was Devil Cuchibiru. This year saw the sad departure of bassist Ugg, but with a new bassist in tow with the name I believe is Hikaru, they will be hitting Australia for a short tour later in November. Finding a job these days is hard, especially if you're wanting to save up to travel the world. That's what Maika Sakuranomiya, the Focus on the Workplace comedy Blend S, finds out after one job rejection after another. Her problem? She's got resting bitch face syndrome, despite her being a very nice person. However, her luck changes when an Italian manager of Cathay Style hires her on the spot to be her waitress. The place specializes with having waitstaff with different personalities. Tsundere, little sister, older sister, and, the reason for Micah's hiring, sadistic. With the aid of her new work buddies Kaho and Mafuya, Micah slowly gets a handle of her new gig as she slowly saves up for her dream of hardcore sightseeing. Blend S really took me by surprise. I love workplace comedies, both animated or live action, but never did I suspect there to be this much charm in the series. Reminiscent of the Wagneria franchise, the series focuses on the trials and tribulations of the cafe diner industry through the eyes of a newbie and those who've stuck around for a while. And it's not just the reaction from the customers and the waitstaff that make the anime work well, it's also the banter. There's this sort of cultural gap that's presented by a Styles manager Dino, whose Italian mindset has given him the idea that Japan is all about anime and cute figurines and everything that weeaboos think is the backbone of Japanese culture. Which it totally isn't, by the way. It's why it's a hoot when he's given like a wake-up call from Maika, Kaho, and Mafuya, despite the last one's own otaku-like mentality. Of course, the real fun part involves seeing Maika just fitting well into the sadistic character while on the job, despite her true caring self being the complete opposite. Blend S is definitely one of those anime comedies where you'll need to watch it to understand why it's so good. Filled with laughs, misdirections, and misunderstandings, this workplace comedy could very well be one of this year's best new anime. You can catch Blend S on Crunchyroll and VRV with Aniplex of America due to release it on home video sometime next year. From Denver, Colorado, here are a Shoreline Dream with their hauntingly gorgeous post-rock shoegazer single known as Revolvest.
Tommy February 6 with Little Red Forest off of Tomoko Kawase's concept EP, Tommy's Halloween Fairy Tale. Kawase has always been a lover of the Halloween season, with it being a repeated theme both in her February 6 persona and even Heavenly 6 one as well. Makes me want to check out what Halloween would be like in Japan and see if it's just as crazy as it is in Salem. I've read reports. I hear it's a lot of fun over there. Never have I done a 180 of a series so quickly like I have with A Sister's All You Need. The very first minute of the show is the most trashiest, nauseating thing I have ever seen done in a show, and it involves a naked teenage girl making out with her brother and him eating her panties and drinking her breast milk. And if you think I should have shut it off then and there, well, guess what? I actually fucking did. But then John Starr told me to soldier through it for the sake of a discussion on Wicked Anime. So I went back and... you wouldn't believe it. The show is now a top contender for best anime comedy of the season. So the first minute is actually the editor of a light novel publisher reading the manuscript of Itsuki Hashima's latest book, who outright calls the novel shit. Because it is shit. So Itsuki does what he can to write another book while fitting it into his little sister obsession. While this is going on, he's constantly bothered by fellow novelist and waifu of the fall, Nayu Takani, and former college classmate Miyako Shirakana, with his stepbrother Chihiro coming in to aid with food from time to time. And the show is about the struggles of writing when you need inspiration and there's practically none to find. Like Recovery of an MMO Junkie, the series focuses on older characters, albeit these ones are college age rather than straight-up adults. Still, it's actually a bit more realistic than Arrow Manga Sensei, where all the characters were middle schoolers and writing novels like they were Stephen King or Tom Clancy. Perhaps that's what I love about A Sister's All You Need. It places that character who's fixated on little sisters and puts him in real-life situations. There's fan service from time to time, especially with Nayuta's sexual advances and only being able to write naked, but it doesn't reach the cringe levels that Arrow Manga Sensei did, say for its first minute. So if you can soldier through that, by the way, which is just 1 minute of awfulness that appears in the beginning of the first episode, you will no doubt find yourself enjoying A Sister's All You Need.
You can catch it on Crunchyroll, VRV, and Funimation now. And if I was to put them in order of ones you should watch first to last, I would say do Blend S first, followed by Junitasen, and then Recovery of an MMO Junkie, and then A Sister's All You Need. Because A Sister's All You Need is still kind of nichey, but once you get past the awfulness of that first minute, you will still enjoy it. They have all been excellent to watch, and I hope you'll give them a proper chance as well. Even Spooks need some carefree fun, and Puffy Amayumi are just the gals to get them in the spirit. From Honey Creeper, this is Yokai Puffy.
Okay.
Not even the devil can outwit Joshua Hami and his gang of misfits. That was, of course, Queens of the Stone Age with Head Like a Haunted House from this year's Villains album, a killer rockabilly track. Just saw them play last week at the Aganis Arena, and they're definitely one of those bands that gets better with age. They'll be on tour throughout 2018, so be sure you get to see them before Hami dives into either another Eagles of Death Metal record or, quite possibly, another trip with them crooked vultures. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter at KingBabyDuckESH, on the J-pop, anime, and video games amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/omnistryinc. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and on Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, and Nerd Crave. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from 68 Creep and A Shoreline Dream, made by Shameless Promotion PR. Thank you, as always, for sending down these tracks for us to spin. We are planning to be at Rhode Island Comic Con the weekend of November 10th through the 12th. Not sure which days yet, but keep your eyes peeled on our Facebook page for any news. At any rate, it's gonna be a fun one. We're gonna end things with a track from Nightmare's 2014 record, To Be or Not To Be. An anthem for the hangman if there ever was one. This is Gallows. Until next time, this is your King Baby Doc reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
なぜ運の世に巻きつく紐に安息を覚えて優しいささえ感じるそれは差し伸べられた救済
guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.